The Berghof is warm and noisy. There are quite a few people, eating and standing around. The legendary Berghof waiters are bustling importantly from kitchen to table. I stand in line, thawing out, amidst chattering families and couples. Eventually, I'm led to a small table in the main dining room toward the back. I order a dark beer and a plate of duckwursts with spätzle. When the food comes, I eat slowly. I polish off all the bread, too, and realize that I can't remember eating lunch. This is good. I'm taking care of myself. I'm not being an idiot. I'm remembering to eat dinner. I lean back in my chair and survey the room. Under the high ceilings, dark paneling, and murals of boats, middle-aged couples eat their dinners. They have spent the afternoon shopping or at the symphony, and they talk pleasantly of the presents they have bought, their grandchildren, plane tickets and arrival times, Mozart. I have an urge to go to the symphony now, but there's no evening program. Dad is probably on his way home from Orchestra Hall. I would sit in the upper reaches of the uppermost balcony, the best place to sit acoustically, and listen to Das Lied von der Erde, or Beethoven, or something similarly un-Christmassy. Oh well, maybe next year. I have a sudden glimpse of all the Christmases of my life lined up one after another, waiting to be gotten through, and despair floods me. No. I wish for a moment that time would lift me out of this day and into some more benign one. But then I feel guilty for wanting to avoid this sadness. Dead people need us to remember them, even if it eats us, even if all we can do is say, "I'm sorry," until it is as meaningless as air. I don't want to burden this warm, festive restaurant with grief that I would have to recall the next time I'm here with Graham and Gramps, so I pay and leave. Back on the street, I stand pondering. I don't want to go home.